It's fair to say, at least in Charlotte, it's not news when a church opens. Well, maybe if it has a great choir. But a new church in Huntersville is channeling a different sound to deliver its message. WFAE's Tasneem Shama reports.
Generation One Church doesn't look like your average church. There are no Bibles in the pews. In fact, there are no pews, just rows of black folding chairs. The chairs face a small stage set up with an elaborate sound system. And it doesn't sound much like a church either.
We're Generation One, the hip-hop church. Come on, here we go. Hip-hop, come on.
Singer/DJ leads part of the service, then turns it over to Pastor Quinn Rogers. He takes the stage to greet a crowd of about 75 people. Most of them are African Americans in their 20s and 30s.
Oh, come on here. How many of you are happy to be in the house of the Lord?
It's a Saturday evening, and Rogers is wearing a black t-shirt with the church logo, tracksuit bottoms, and Air Jordans. It's not quite the suit and tie he'll wear the next morning to preach at a Baptist church down the road.
Worship God if you feel like taking your shoes off and running around or throwing your hands in the air and waving them like you just don't care. Have at it. Amen.
Generation One is laid back, and that's what 23-year-old Taryn Beamish is looking for. She claps loudly and waves her hands in the air along with everyone else.
I really prefer hip-hop over other kind of music. Just touches me a different way. I can't explain it.
Beamish is visiting from Northern Virginia. She loves the service and hopes some of this will work in her church back home.
I'm trying to get the youth more involved and get them to see exactly, like, there's other ways to worship than just twiddling your thumbs and being, oh, I can't wait for church to be over with.
Beamish, like a lot of people here, came because she was curious. Several are regular churchgoers, but are looking for something different. Rogers hopes Generation One will also attract more people who have given up on church or those who have never set foot in one.
The idea came from prayer and thinking about the culture and the context for which we live in and understanding that this generation needed something fresh, needed something unique. And God, through the Holy Spirit, spoke this expression of the body of Christ.
Rogers grew up on classic hip-hop like A Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul. He knows hip-hop has a rough side to it, but take that out, and he says it can be a good way to bring people to Christianity. D'Amico Faulkner was energized after the service. He actually preaches at another church, but welcomed the change of pace.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Music was very uplifting. I needed that.
Sure, the hip-hop makes the service different, but there are still a lot of elements of a traditional worship service. Rogers reads from the Bible, he asks people to bow their heads in prayer, and when he hands the mic to a singer, she begins with a classic praise song.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
But it quickly transitions to a hip-hop beat. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.
We came to lift the name of Jesus high.